Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topics today are internal revolution plans have now been discovered. We have an understanding of probably who and how, and maybe a little idea on the when the internal revolution is going to start. And a new vision. It's called From White House to the Invasion, and it's having to do with the internal revolution, the fall of America. Okay, first of all, real quick reminder, no, we did not reach our goal, and so if perhaps you've forgotten or you would like to help us, if God has blessed you, now would be a really, really good time for you to help us. Also, thank you. Thank you for your emails. I cannot tell you how many times an email from someone sent me over to or brought me some information that made a program. A lot of the programs are made from your emails. So thank you very much. When you find information, thank you for, matter of fact, the second dream today was sent to me. Matter of fact, I think both of the information, the major part of the program today was sent to me from your email. So thank you. Also, if you've not already subscribed, please do so. And also, we're asking people to join the Prophecy Club at $9.90 a month. That's not much. We're asking you to join. Why join? Well, if you want to share in the souls that God is going to be given to Prophecy Club, and according to the prophecies, it is thousands upon thousands, sports stadiums filled with people, then you do that by sharing in our vision. And you do that by $9.90 a month or more. Okay, all right. So I used to think, until this information came along, that the internal revolution would be actually the bad guys cheating and the good guys coming in and kicking them out. But that's not what this information shows. Now, I have to tell you that last night or yesterday at the caucuses in Iowa, Trump got a landslide victory, biggest one they've ever seen. And I think that has to do with the bad guys making their plans. All right, so first of all, a brief reminder. 1984, August the 3rd, to be specific, the angel Gabriel came to Dimitri Dudeman and said the fall of America would start with an internal revolution in America. Let me say it again. The fall of America will start with an internal revolution in America, started by the communists. Some of the people will start fighting against the government. The government would be busy with the internal problems. Then from the oceans, Russia, Cuba, Nicaragua, Central America, and two of the countries will attack and defeat America in one day and one hour. Then, back in 2001, Terry Bennett was shown that the military will step in and seize control of our federal government. You'd call it a coup, but in all honesty, it'll be to help our nation. So from these and the next one, I was thinking it was the bad guys that would get in, and the good guys would kick them out. But hang on, hang on. Next is April 2, 2021, Jack Rigney having a dream. That armored battalion of tanks went in with roof-mounted machine guns, armored personnel carriers, and took over the Supreme Court, White House, and disarmed all of the Secret Service men, guards, police, and they brought the people out that were bad doers in handcuffs, essentially. Now, that's not what this says. NBC, which of course is the bastion of all truth in the world, right? NBC News. NBC News reports deep state plot to facilitate a military coup. So the door's been opened. The cat's been let out of the bag here. So it's the bad guys are saying, hey, wait a minute. We think the good guys are going to get in. And the bad guys are planning to go in and kick the good guys out. So they're apparently seeing that apparently Trump is going to get in. And the bad guys are preparing to kick the good guys out. Here, let's go on and read it. The reports are the deep state plot is to facilitate a military coup against Trump amidst fear for alleged retribution if reelected. Concerns are intensifying among far-left national security experts and Pentagon insiders over the possibility that former President Donald Trump might leverage the U.S. military to enforce his political will if he returns to the Oval Office. In a detailed report, NBC News inadvertently admitted the existence of a deep state allegedly working to facilitate a military coup, that's an internal revolution, against former President Trump if he is freely and fairly elected by Americans. That would fit the prophecy started by the communists. The NBC article paints a portrait of a left-wing plot to disrupt military intelligence to civilian control. There's more. NBC also reports the left is plotting ways to have military not be under civil control. This dangerous and unconstitutional usurpation, get it right, of power is being framed by NBC as good because it will override Trump as if he is freely and fairly elected by the Americans. Civil control of the military is part of the bedrock foundation of the American democracy. By the way, we're not a democracy. We are a republic. So every time you hear democracy, replace it with the word republic. Democracy is people get what people want, which is evil. Republic is rule by law. This is supposed to be a republic. I'm trying not to ever do that since I learned it's actually saying 666. So I got to get out of that, okay? The democratic project is not threatened by the existence of a powerful standing military so long as the civilian military leaders and the rank and file lead embrace the implement effective civil control. In other words, that the people are in control of the military. Civilian control is exercised within the executive branch for operational orders by the chain of command, which runs from the president to the civilian secretary of defense to the combatant commanders. That's the way it's set up. Now, there is a concerted effort by a coalition of public interest groups, the left, and lawmakers to anticipate and thwart any attempts to misuse presidential powers. They're afraid that Trump is going to get in and start cleaning house. So they are preparing for an internal revolution. This includes closely monitoring Trump's policy statements and interviews given by his allies to gauge the direction of a potential second Trump administration. Key players in this preemptive effort include Democracy Forward and Protect Democracy, far-left organizations, with histories of challenging Trump's administration in court. They are preparing, get this, the left is preparing for legal battles and seeking to build alliances to counteract any abuses of power from day one. Now, what's the left going to call it? Anything that Trump does that is going to try to clean up this nation and make it a Christian nation, they're going to call it an abuse. And that needs to be stopped, you see? So I can now see that maybe it is the left that actually tries to take over the good guys. The bad guys trying to kick the good guys out. And if the election is anywhere close to fair, we can say that Trump's probably going to get in. So maybe this is just not foolishness we're reading here today. Let me go on to what it says. The NBC News report, this is directly from the report. Donald Trump is sparking fears among those who understand the inner workings of the Pentagon that he would convert the nonpartisan U.S. military into a muscular arm of his political agenda, that he makes comments about dictatorships and devalues the checks and balances that underpin the nation's two-century-old, it's not a democracy. They want to say it's a democracy. We know it to be a republic, a nation ruled by laws, not by what the people vote. A circle of appointees, independent of Trump's political operations, steered him away from the ideas that would have pushed the limits of presidential power in his last term, according to the books they've written and testimony to Congress. Most were gone by the end. In a new term, many former officials worry that Trump, however, would instead surround himself with loyalists willing to say no. In other words, willing to take over and clean the bad guys out. Trump has raised fresh questions about his intentions if he regains power by putting forward a legal theory that a president would be free to do nearly anything with impunity, including assassinate political rivals, so long as Congress can't muster the votes to impeach him and throw him out of office. What they're saying is they're afraid that Trump is going to get in and clean house. So they are preparing an internal revolution to take it back. Now that sounds like the left, doesn't it? Now, bracing for Trump's potential return, a loose-knit network of public interest groups and lawmakers is quietly devising plans to try to foil any efforts to expand presidential power, which could include pressuring the military to cater to his political needs. Those taking part in the effort told NBC News that they are studying Trump's past actions and 2024 policy positions so that they will be ready if he wins in November. Ready. Ready for what? Ready for an internal revolution to kick him out. That's what they're saying. That involves preparing to take legal action and send letters to Trump appointees spelling out consequences if they undermine constitutional norms. Critics argue that preemptive measures to curtail such are tantamount to unconstitutional acts and may pave the way for a military coup. Look, this is NBC News releasing this. This is what the left is preparing. Paved the way for a military coup to subvert the will of the American people. The core of the argument of the detractors in the NBC report is that there is an orchestrated effort by the deep state to determine Trump's authority, which would then legally and democratically confer him upon should he win the 2024 election. Americans fear, no, the left fears, that the action described in the NBC report are not safeguards of democracy, but are moves to dismantle it. We are a nation divided. Now let's go to the second part. This guy has a vision, and apparently he was just recently saved. I haven't looked through his whole YouTube channel yet, but apparently, like in the last 10 days, he's had a major encounter with God. So he says, I fell asleep and had a night vision. An angel took me to the White House, and I saw Biden sitting at his desk signing papers. I knew this was really bad, which, by the way, this is heavily edited because he was just kind of talking and rambling. Okay. Outside the door was a large demon or a fallen one. He was growling and beating on the door, but Biden, signing these papers, was letting in the demon. The angel said, I will show you what is to come, grabbed me, and flew me above America, and I was looking down on America like a map. He stopped at a city and dropped me, and I fell from the air into the streets of some large city. I saw people walking in the streets, some wearing gray and a few in white. I knew those in white were God's people. Those in gray were yet to know God. I specifically saw them in skyscrapers, sitting at desks, doing their work with no sense of worry, just living their daily lives. Then the angel said, tell them to get out of the cities. Trouble comes here. Now, let me just say, other prophecies have said that cities are going to be cities of refuge. And I believe that. But if you notice, it specifically says skyscrapers. And I think that probably that's true. It's a good idea to get out of the skyscrapers. If you're in a downtown city, that's pretty risky. But if you're out where Christian people can gather together and have safety and comfort and revival, that's a good thing. All right, let's go on now. I yelled at the people to get out of the cities, but they couldn't hear me. Then attacks began to hit the cities. Now, from the sound of it, this is not suitcase nukes. From the sound of it, this is the Russians attacking. Now, he says it's Chinese. Others have said it's Chinese. But it may be North Koreans. North Koreans is part of it. But the angel speaking to Dmitry specifically said God will raise up China, Japan, and go against them. So he calls them Chinese. Probably more accurately, it's actually North Koreans, but he's misidentifying them in the vision. Let's go on, though. The angel said, tell them to get out of the cities. Trouble comes here. I yelled at the people to get out of the cities, but they couldn't hear me. Then attacks began to hit the cities. Specifically, the one I saw was a pretty bad attack. Many buildings collapsed. Explosions hit everywhere. Many people perished. It was a coordinated attack. It was a step up from a small act of terrorism. It was either a foreign attack or a foreign terrorist. It was an organized event. I perceived that this was happening all over America. Our protection had been lifted and there were enemies within our borders. We were being attacked in a coordinated manner. There was a lot of damage done, not just one building. This city was well destroyed. I could feel the pain of those people in the city and started crying in the middle of the street. It didn't harm me. There was just pain and destruction all around. The angel picked me up and flew me to another location. Then these little birds started whispering in my ear, saying, "You don't want to go here. You don't want to see these next terrible things. You don't want to go. Bad things lie ahead." The angel looked at me for my approval, like to see if I really wanted to go. I nodded yes. So he took me ahead. I knew it was going to be something serious, and he took me ahead, and I saw America invaded by foreign armies. That's not suitcase news. America invaded by foreign armies. They looked like Chinese troops. Well, my guess is they're actually North Korean. They looked like Chinese troops. They were brutal. This is the war doctrine. Do geopolitical studies and you'll find that Chinese take no prisoners. They have no mercy. Of course, the North Koreans would probably be even worse. They are trained to take no prisoners. They are trained to kill them all, men, women, and children, leave nothing alive. I saw mainly the people in the white robes lined up before firing squads. They were murdering, especially Christians. Specifically, they were targeting the good people, mowing them down. I was hurt seeing this. I didn't just see, but I felt their pain, the weight of their pain. I was very distraught. Then the angel picked me up and again took me forward in time. We hit a glass wall. It was like running into a sliding glass door. I didn't see it, but I knew it was there. I was not allowed to see anything further, but I was allowed to see through this glass divider. And I saw the golden temple structure, all made of gold. I saw a lush valley. Earth had been restored. The only thing I can compare it to was in the movie Avatar. It was like a lush green forest everywhere. This temple was in the valley. There were forests everywhere. See, his wording makes me think he's a brand new Christian. He doesn't even totally understand what he's seeing. Obviously, what he's seeing is the new Jerusalem that's come down. What he's seeing is a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. This temple was in the valley. There were forests everywhere. It was beautiful. I saw fruits on the trees and vines. Oh, man, it was something else. There were millions of people. I couldn't count them. I can't even try to guess. They had colorful clothes on, and there were banners and flags in the air, all colors. They were all screaming shouts of joy, like after a great victory, like they made it across the finish line. They were surrounding this golden structure, all completely celebrating. It was loud. That's all I was allowed to see. Then the angel zipped me back much farther, faster than when I came, and it was all over. Well, brothers and sisters, let that be a little bit of good news to you. We don't have a whole lot of good news coming to us these days. Let me tell you a little story. I think I told this recently. It was back in about 1989, Dimitri was in town, and the four of us got into a car. It was Dimitri, his son, grandson, and interpreter, Michael, and Dan Bowler, and myself. And as we stepped into the car, Dan Bowler turned to Dimitri and say, "Do you have any prophecies for me? Because, I mean, I see you have these prophecies for Stan and other people. Do you have anything of prophecy for me?" Now, of course, Dimitri didn't speak English, so his grandson interpreter, Michael Boldea, had to interpret it. Only Michael didn't interpret it and pass it along to Dimitri. He turned to Dan, and he says, "If he doesn't have anything to say to you, that's a good thing. Because when it's a real prophet, most of the time when God speaks, he doesn't hand out any compliments. The way God speaks is just giving you a blessing. When God speaks, It is normally correction. I'll give you an example. We had moved from Topeka to Omaha. We had invited Dimitri to come up. Now, I remember this year. This was 1989. And I went to the airport to pick up Dimitri. Now, Prophecy Club didn't start until 1993. So at this point, I was not only not in the ministry, but I didn't want to be in the ministry. Frankly, I thought God was a bad paycheck, which was incorrect. He has blessed us very much. So anyway, Dimitri got off the plane. He would come through the door, and I walked over and hugged him, which, by the way, was like hugging a telephone pole. You know, as Michael said, he says, Romanians live a very hard life, and they are just not much into hugging people. Anyway, I gave him a hug and picked up his luggage, but he didn't start walking. And he pulled out this little crooked finger, and he says, Stunny, God showed me a vision of you on the plane. Now, being the stupid Stan and not knowing when prophets talk, I was about to get a correction. See, I was thinking, oh, it's wonderful to hear from God. Not when it's a real prophet. And so, Stunny, God showed me a vision of you when I was on the plane. Yes, sir. Again, I'm thinking, good. He says, I saw you and your wife arguing. Yes. Sometimes we argue. No. No, you never argue. No, never. Okay. He started walking. I picked up his bags and we walked out to the car. We sat down in the car, and before we got started, Michael turned to me and he says, I don't think you understood what Dimitri was saying. He said when he was saying no, don't argue, he meant it. Okay. He said, no, 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 no. He said, so Dimitri travels all across the nation. Many times he's gone for not just a week, but sometimes 2 weeks, sometimes 3 weeks. And when he gets home, my grandma, as in Dimitri's wife, just chews on him. You know, the water leaked and the washer doesn't work. And, you know, you've been gone too much. And she just chewing on him. Dimitri just sits there. He just sits there and takes it. He does not argue back a little bit. Not once. Not at all. See, Michael lives with him, okay? Or lived with him. Leslie loves me to tell that story. She loves me to tell that story. But I tell the story to let you know that when it's really God, it's normally correction. And I could give you lots more story. Well, I'll give you another one. I wasn't planning on this, but so it would have been about, so I met Dimitri, let me think, 1988, February 1988. He came to speak to us in March of 88. So this would have been 88 or 89. Dimitri asked me to go to Fullerton, California, where he was living at the time, to come and be a part of their 501c3 meeting, because he was a 501c3. And hey, I was greatly honored he invited me to go. I might add, he also invited me to go to Romania, and I didn't go, and that was a very, very big mistake. But anyway, so I went, and that morning we sang songs, and then we prayed, and then we had the 501c3 board meeting, which didn't mean much to me. But that night, I got a correction. In the middle of the night, I had a dream. And Bub, when God talks to you in a dream, and it's a correction, nobody has to tell you it's God talking. If God wants to bring a correction to you, He will bring a correction to you, and you will know. It might not be an audible voice. It might not be an angel. But, Bub, you will know it's God talking. So this was the dream. I dreamed that, just like we did that morning, we were standing in a circle, and we were singing. And all of a sudden, at the end of a song, Dimitri pulled out this legal pad. You know, this is 8.5 by 14 legal pads. You have yellow legal pads. And he had written something on the legal pad. And he said, I have a prophecy from God for you. Of course, again, stupid Stan is thinking, oh, good. What does God have to say? I didn't understand. I was about to get a slap. And I didn't understand at this time also that God had bigger plans for me, that he was going to call me into the ministry and all the things that I've done. I'm still thinking I'm just another guy out there, okay? So Dimitri pulled up the yellow pad and he says, this is what God says to you. God says, in the kingdom of God, you are small. No, in the kingdom of God, you think you are big, but you are small. Humble yourself and seek my face. Man, I crawled out of bed and I hit the bed with the floor with my knees and I started repenting and I said, I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry, because what he was saying is I was in the presence of what I thought was a great prophet. Now, looking back, I was in the presence of one of the greatest prophets. My opinion, he's probably up there in the ballpark of the two witnesses, up in the ballpark of Elijah and Moses. I mean, I didn't understand. And so I was very I guess he was saying that I was letting it go to my head, that God was using me in such a powerful way. I didn't understand that this was going to be the primary ministry I was going to carry for the next 40 some odd years. Still not done carrying it. But he said, in the kingdom of God, you think you are big, but you are small. Humble yourself and seek my face. So when it is really a word from God, most of the time, it's correction. When you're not getting corrected, that means you're okay. Which, at least in my life, if you talk to Leslie, she'll say the same thing for me. I get a lot of correction. I got a correction this past week. It's so embarrassing, I'm not going to tell you about it. But I'll guarantee you, I got whooped on. So any little thing, the closer you get to God, the more spankings you will get. And some of them, frankly, can be quite harsh. If you think God is not capable of correcting you, I'm sorry. I feel sorry for you because it's coming, my brothers and sisters. So what's the point here? The point is the internal revolution is coming. I want to believe it's not coming in 2024, but frankly, I'd say that there's a very good chance it is. There's a very good chance that we only have a year or two, three at the most, I don't know for sure, before Russia attacks us with nuclear weapons. And this picture is giving us a little hope. Yes, there's a new heaven and a new earth coming. But there's hell on earth coming before then. Ask Jesus to forgive your sins. That's number one. And by the way, if you can help your prophecy club so we can reach more people, now would be a really good time. Get yourself prepared. Get yourself prepared in all the ways you need to get prepared. Let's talk about Joseph Kitchen. I actually cooked this loaf of bread you're seeing here. It takes me about 10 minutes to put the ingredients together, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, I get a loaf of bread out like that. Now, if you cut that loaf of bread that weighs about 3 pounds, the loaves you get in the store have most of the good stuff removed. The loaves you get in the store are about a pound. That's 3 pounds because it's got the good stuff still in it. Cut that into 14 slices. And if I eat a slice in the morning and the afternoon, I'm satisfied. So on that basis, one loaf can sustain, I didn't say it's everything we want, can sustain a person, one person for a week. Based upon that, it'll get you excellent nutrition. It tastes good, long storage life, 10 minutes to combine the ingredients, 2 hours, 20 minutes to make it. Other wheat that you order arrives in paper bags, which means bugs, rice, humidity can get a hold of it and ruin it. But at Joseph Kitchen, they send it out in 100 mil thick buckets. Gives you long shelf life. It's stackable to some nitrogen infuses that hopefully gives it a lot much longer shelf life, kills bugs and things like that. Easily resealable, keep in a climate controlled area. And they have it in stock. This is a picture, an actual picture of part of the warehouse. Here's another picture of these. Actually, each one of those boxes holds 2,500 pounds of wheat. And I think they've got 54 of those boxes, a bunch of them. So Joseph's Kitchen can ship it to you right now. You go to most of these places, they say out of stock. So here's what you want to do. Everybody needs to get a machine package. These are the things that you need to grind the wheat berries. Put them into a grinder. 30 seconds later, you have flour. You put that into the bread machine along with six other ingredients. Push about 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice hot loaf of whole wheat bread. Then you have to decide how much food you want. You want food 2 people 1 year, 4 people 1 year, 6 people 1 year. And if you want to make certain you have it when the electricity goes down, you can also get yourself a solar generator, all at josephskitchen.com. josephskitchen.com. So what is an EMP shield device? It's a device you can put on your car and your house that in an EMP attack is supposed to stop the attack. And if you go to empshield.com and if you use the promo code prophecy, they give you a $50 discount. They also have videos up there. Shows you how to install it on your car and your house and everything, and it's not difficult at all. I've got one of them right here. Red goes to red, black goes to black, green goes to the car, body of your car, and you just peel it off the back, stick it under there. Got another device that goes on your house. So, not complicated. Take you about 10 minutes to put them in. So, empshield.com, promo code is prophecy.